Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election will decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. State Representative Robert Johnson is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Representative Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why the decision to run and to get into this race?
Well, you know, I think, number one, this district is the poorest congressional district. I think we've been very strong representation and somebody who has a record and a history of being able to stand up and work with people and build coalitions to get things done. That's been my reputation as a state representative for Boyle's Parish, and I'm going to bring that same type of representation to the 5th Congressional District.
Well, as a Democrat, you face three other candidates from the party on the ballot. What are you focused on in separating yourself from those other candidates?
This is not about political parties. This is about representing the people and who can effectively do that and bring the issues that we care about in the 5th Congressional District in Louisiana to Washington, D.C. I'm not running to bring Washington, D.C. values to Louisiana. I'm running to bring our good Louisiana values to Washington, D.C., and that's where I do differ from the other Democrats in the race. Socially, I'm very, very conservative. I'm 100% pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment, and I'm pro-traditional family values.
One of the things that we have heard some discussion on already, Representative Johnson, is health care, the Affordable Care Act. What is your position on that issue?
Well, number one, the Affordable Health Care Act has kind of run the gambit all the way to the United States Supreme Court. It's there. It is the law of the land, although I think it can be fixed in a lot of regards. Number one, we're in the poorest congressional district, probably have the largest population of uninsured working poor people, people who don't qualify for Medicaid because they actually work and earn a living, but at the same time can't afford health insurance. I want to make sure that we protect those people, let them be able to get affordable health care and get insurance. At the same time, though, we can't disenfranchise businesses that have 40 to 50 more or 50 employees that aren't providing net care for their employees this time.
Well, as several parishes in the district are along the Mississippi River, there's been concern about the levee system and new guidelines proposed by the Army Corps of Engineers regarding flood maps. What would you support to resolve the issue of those new maps and insurance costs that would be associated with the zoning of those maps?
Well, and one of the things that I think is very important, we've learned that across Louisiana, is flooding doesn't just occur because of Katrina or Gustav or Rita. It also can occur in our northern portions of the state, particularly in this particular district. And I think it's very important, number one, that we educate the Congress. There are 435 members of Congress. And in order to get Congress to be able to respond to legislation that affects Louisiana, we've got to be able to target where all these other states are having these problems as well. That starts with developing a caucus for flood issues. And that caucus would gather the votes that we would need to pass the legislation that makes this insurance not cost prohibitive for our residents. And I think that's what's so important in doing. Number one, we can't red tape this to where, and that is a typical thing that happens with the Corps. They move at the speed of a glacier. And it's just almost impossible to get permits and things done. And I understand there needs to be regulation, but at the same time, the regulation doesn't need to be disenfranchising the citizens of this district. And number one, I think we need to be able to get that legislation passed to make this cost effective to where people can actually afford it and still get the protections that they need. You know, they're putting these flood maps and changing these flood maps, and people are going to basically not be able to afford their mortgage if these things come to pass. So we want to make sure that those things don't happen and be able to get at Congress building a coalition to be able to work with all the flood issues. And I think that starts with a caucus.
State Representative Robert Johnson is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.